I was at Auschwitz, that was. This process. We weren't aware of the circumstances. So, I was at Auschwitz-Birkenau, and the inmates, those who had already been there a while. It is an extermination camp, nothing more. You're here for 3 months. Then there's a selection. If you can work, you're put to work. And the others are sent to the gas chambers. The time came when I had to give birth in Auschwitz. A living, breathing child. A boy. And Mengele, who calls himself a doctor, took the child and threw him onto the open fire. Into one of the barracks ovens. And he was incinerated immediately. I was sent to the sickbay where I stayed for a number of days, and I overheard a number of very interesting things. Then I had to return to the block. It must have been mid-October or early November. I think it was late October, something like that. We lost all sense of time. The days were long in Auschwitz-Birkenau. So, there was a selection. I always held my head up high, and I think that's what saved me. I held myself well. I got through the selection. Mengele grabbed some of the women by the scruff of the neck and threw them against the wall. They'd been selected for the gas chambers. And the next day we had to line up again on the camp road in rows of five and get undressed. We were stark naked. And then we had to go into the shower room. By that time, we already knew that there was gas. They had already told us that there, and of course we had crematoria. The smoke. The smoke was constant day and night. You could smell burnt flesh. And then the water came. And we got new uniforms. And we were put back on board the train. And after a journey lasting 2 days and two nights, we arrived somewhere in the middle of the night. We had no idea where we were. And we had to walk 3 or 4 kilometers in the dark. Then we arrived at a small concentration camp with beds, well, wooden bunk beds, 3 high. Like the ones in Auschwitz, but much narrower, and it was always 2 inmates to a bed. The next morning we were put to work.